Next up, speaking of a peace worker, here's a woman who teaches young people through writers in the schools. I had a chance to speak to her class a couple of weeks ago, right after I got back from Puebla. So please welcome Samar Abulhassan to the stage. Samar.
Thank you so much. All the performances have been such a treasure each night. And speaking of vulnerable with the Postcard Project, I think penmanship is vulnerable, and just to be able to see ink that has been kissed by wind and sky and rain, really wonderful. So I was going to share a couple of postcard poems, and I have a poem coming out for the Poetry on the Buses thing, so I was going to share that little one and one poem to my mom. But here are a few of the postcard ones. This one's called At the Nighttime Museum. At the Nighttime Museum, nothing needed coddling. Even the most stiff learned how to fall. Everything had arms that moved without wanting anything. Many meeting points, milky. A thumb traces an eyebrow, supple, crawling was relearned. Duets leapt like rose skin in the foreign film. A young child offers to scratch the back of the man with amputated arms. An abandoned amusement park on the eve of the holiday, rusty, stripped, half shut, no nearly shut, no shut shut, absence of fabric, the witches are sleeping with one eye open. Quote, when we see someone running, we know they are either fleeing or carrying the news of someone's death. My arms spread out a ferocious heat the size of a stray ball, no bovine to cure madness. And this is August 10th, 2014. Yield, faucet, sky, dying of thirst at the top of a mountain, intertwining bodies, listless songs land. Aid explodes on impact, dropped from 15,000 feet. Rider, place your hand here, wait, parachute. And this is called Here. O creature of blue yearning, here beyond the space of this room, figments of home are too scared to go barefoot. A delicate turn blooms, ancestral whiffs caught in a fence. Scent of alley, song, sigh, swirl into salve. Don't dissipate this blurring. And finally, this is the last one. It's a slightly longer piece. It's for my mother on her 60th birthday, and it came out last spring. One, I am putting together a parcel to send to my mother, a bilingual volume of poetry, poems translated from the Arabic. I read the poems in English, pausing to lift words in Arabic and copy them in my notebook. My innocent, wide-eyed script. I don't make a dash to represent a pair of eyes, or forego luxurious curves like someone fluent might. Earnest child, setting out each word to see, releasing the palms with the blessing of heat to take flight. I cannot chart my mother's spine, whether the book is a paperweight, pretend chamber of colored sand, or will she ingest the Arabic like liquid and veer to the translation, only to hear a small hum inside her, sky, brain, heart. My ink traces your silhouette. Here is an unknowable space, this margin between mine and yours. In the spine, I cast a river over despair, a path in which all eyes must pass. Verdant. Two, this is just an entrance. The Bhutto master offers, I speak baby English, enjoy. We move while words are slowly spoken. Previous generations are summoned. The accent of my parents used to make me cringe, but this Japanese man has rinsed English into something bald, phosphorescent. Mother, let's find this flower through your body. Flower never sinking, the Bhutto master recites over and over as we circle the room, invisible center. I am trying to lift it, to become the girl who cannot see but dances to the music. A line has been whispered from the center of my head to the ceiling. now the body crumpling, seething. 3. I reach long for the tender symphony, and in the evening light they started to dance. So here, now that the museum guards have gone home, slip inside this hypnotic light show. The sea roars at your feet. The page is soaked with glittering sea dragons murmuring private. Dance on into the night. 4. Mother, think about the legendary songstress. Vocal cords so strong, she had to stand several feet away from the microphone. Feet, arms, belly yield to reddened. Most of all, we long for touch. Who has congregated in this room? I am listening for the wider stance. Take, for example, gesture, your word for it much more sensual, a true beginning, a long sigh and whisper together, tumble, a word learned by the body. Thank you.